7 after the hour. The Good Day Weekend program is on the air. Dr. Ken Kronhaus taking your calls at 888-553-7536. And even the slowest of us can figure out that it's 888-55-DRKEN. Dr. Ken is here to discuss the big news this week from the medical profession, the world of medicine, drugs, that sort of thing, how you live your life and how that affects your health and well-being. And if you have questions on any of these things, 888-553-7536. Interesting stories about smoking. The world is full of information. It's here for you to pick. Some of you are interested in some of the things we talk about, and maybe some of you are interested in some of the other things. There's usually a theme that develops. Dr. Ken is a well-known cardiologist, has Lake Cardiology down in a suburban area of Orlando where he's been for a long time, practicing, helping, and working through the things that people are concerned about with regard to their own health and well-being. So certainly you can join us again. It's 888-553-7536. So the big story this weekend is the president winning, and now health care. Mr. Boehner said it's the law of the land. That doesn't mean they can't change it. It just is what it is at the moment. It's kind of like all of these things that don't start till 2013. This is an anecdotal sidebar. The things that happened after the election, like the resignation of General Petraeus, strange things happen after elections. And I'll leave it at that.
Absolutely. The bill was written so all the goodies occurred before the election, and then
all the bad stuff after.
Yeah. That is correct.
All right. So what is that? As a practicing physician that has his own clinic, what does this mean, this health care bill or the reelection of President Obama, mean to you and your colleagues?
Well,
and if you folks are listening and you have questions specifically about the health care bill and how it may affect you, Ken has studied it thoroughly, so he can answer your questions about that. It could be that that's our theme or quasi-theme, the health care bill, the legislation, the Affordable Health Care Act, and what it's all about, but what you take away from it after Ken tells us what he's taken away from it.
Sure, let's talk about this, Doug. The interesting thing is that they did these exit polls, which supposedly matched the results of what was reported to us as the results of the election. And the exit polls show that more than 50% of us who voted want Obamacare repealed. It's very interesting, but we're moving forward. And that's just the results of the exit polls. I'm not making that up. But the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, fondly referred to as Obamacare, will move forward. What's unique about Obamacare, Doug, is that it requires all Americans to buy health insurance. And if you don't buy health insurance, somebody from the IRS is going to be knocking at your door or sending you a nasty letter to penalize you.
Mm-hmm.
So victory does not mean the path ahead is without roadblocks. Our governor yesterday in Florida stated that they're not going to go along because two main features of the law need funding from Congress to move forward. One is the health insurance exchanges. These are state-run online marketplaces where people can buy health insurance starting in 2014. The other is an expansion of the Medicaid program. This is the part of the law that would greatly expand the number of Americans who can qualify for coverage. Rick Scott here in Florida announced yesterday in a big way that Florida was not going to go along and set up these insurance exchanges in Florida, and that's up to the state to decide. So it's going to be an interesting issue going forward. You asked me how this affects the practice. Clearly, what President Obama wants to do is transfer the care of the individuals that, for the most part, occurs in the small to medium-sized clinics into large clinics, large institutions. He wants to move those of us who are in private practice into big institutions, working for either academic medical centers, big institutions, big hospitals, and control this centrally, have committees that exist in Washington, D.C., deciding what's going to be approved. They took $720 billion with a B out of Medicare to pay for Obamacare. And the only way that you're going to be able to afford this program is by rationing care and having these unelected committees deciding what's going to be approved, what's not going to be approved. Our records are going to become centralized. Electric, the government's going to have full access to your health care. Anyone who has access to these centralized electronic records are going to know every detail about Doug Steffen, what medicines he's taking, what prescriptions have been written for him, so that everybody in Washington is going to know every prescription written for Doug Steffen going forward.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. All right, 888-553-7536. The medical news of the week includes a report on how many people die every year from smoking. We have, more often than not, something about smoking every week. I found as sort of a quasi-connection, Ken, to your report, which I want you certainly to deliver. Maybe you should deliver your report first, and then I'm going to tell you about the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit rendering a judgment on person's right to smoke. I don't know if you saw this or not, but it certainly does tie into what you have in terms of the people who are directly killing themselves every year because they're puffing away, never mind the people that they may impact by their nasty habit.
Well, there's a report from the, it's a mouthful, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. This is a publication that comes out weekly from the CDC. I've been reading it ever since I was a medical student. And basically, it tells us weekly the health of America. And it tells us if there's any new illnesses that have been described. It tells us how we're doing as a country collectively in terms of our health. This week, it's reported in the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, that an estimated 443,000, Doug, American adults died in 2010 from smoking-related illnesses. This is the single largest preventable, that's a word you love, cause of death. Yep. Smoking was estimated to cost the United States, Doug, are you ready? $96 billion, that's with a B, in direct medical expenses, and $97 billion with a B in lost productivity each year. 19% of American adults smoke, that's 43.8 million smoked cigarettes in 2011. It's down a little from 19.3% in 2010, but it's still amazing that almost one in five American adults still smokes this year.
888-553-7536. Okay, this is going to cap anything you may have heard, Ken. On the Good Day program this week, I was talking about the U.S. Court of Appeals, the Eighth Circuit, rendering a judgment on a person's right to smoke or lack thereof. And I'll explain what the Court of Appeals has rendered, their judgment. I also want you to know that I got a call from a woman who said she smoked for her health. The reason that she smoked is because she needed nicotine. The reason she needs nicotine is because somehow or other her nervous system or the nerves themselves are apparently misfiring, and the only way to numb the feelings of the sensation of pain that she gets, as she was told, was with nicotine, so she started to smoke. Now, that was in, I kind of want to know what you think about that, but let me tell you what the U.S. Court of Appeals had to say, and maybe some folks want to react to this at 888-553-7536. The U.S. Court of Appeals said there is no right to smoke anywhere, even in your own home. The non-smokers' rights movement is a major factor, actually, in getting bans on smoking in a lot of places. Focusing now on a case involving Arthur Gallagher, who challenged a ban on smoking in city parks in Clayton, Missouri, arguing that he had a right to smoke outside. But the second highest court rejected that argument, holding that smoking could be completely banned, even outdoors, and even in the absence of any proof that it caused physical or medical harm to anybody specifically who was nearby that was a non-smoker. Actually, there are studies which substantiate the risks posed by smoking out of doors, and we've talked about those here, Ken. You brought them up on many different occasions. The U.S. Surgeon General Others warning that there is no safe level of exposure to secondhand tobacco smoke, and even minute amounts can cause cancer in non-smokers or raise their risk of heart attack. And I wonder, as the heart specialist that you are, the cardiologist, looking at these numbers of how many people smoke, what percentage of the people that you treat and who sadly die as a result of heart disease and complications brought about by the heart problems that you see are a result of smoking?
Well, it's decreasing. I probably see maybe slightly more than the average that we see in the public, about 1 in 5. Certainly smoking is one of the biggest risk factors. Smoking and diabetes probably will guarantee you having some coronary disease at some point. Mm-hmm. Some of the most severest coronary disease I've ever seen on autopsies is due to long-term smoking. And, you know, this is an interesting court decision. This is the second highest court in the country deciding that you don't have a legal right to smoke. And, you know, this is a different issue than the health issue. The question is, do you have free will? And if you want to, if you're mentally sane and you want to do yourself in, do you have that right? And you and I would probably agree that we do have that right.
Well, there was a Massachusetts ballot question about physician-assisted suicide, and you and I talked about that, I think, last week. Ballot question 2, which was did pass in Massachusetts, allowing, and so did use of medical marijuana, allowing doctors to prescribe to somebody who asks for it enough stuff to put you to sleep and you die.
I think the big question with smoking is, if one does smoke, does it have any ill effect on anybody else?
Yeah.
And there's very good evidence, in my opinion, that second and third hand smoke is not healthy for those around the smoker.
And as a result of that, there are moves to ban smoking in private homes. That's something that's next on the docket, apparently. You'd like to think, you know, somebody like Bloomberg in New York, who's banned smoking with his Board of Health in buildings and certain areas outside, just ban it altogether in the city. I bet you there's a movement.
Well, there is
around
a dozen states that ban smoking in private homes when foster children are present.
Yeah, so there you go. 888-553-7536. My question on this is, and the question I can answer sort of in the question, if so many people, $96 billion in medical expenses, $96 billion in lost productivity, we got all of that. You realize how strong the tobacco lobby must be? Here we have something that is a known carcinogen, a known killer, yet it's a legal substance. We still subsidize farmers who grow tobacco to be used in products that kill Americans by the tens, if not hundreds of thousands, as your number here introduced today suggests.
Well,
and yet the tobacco companies make so much money. Why would we not make it illegal? Why would you make using the product illegal instead of making the product illegal?
Well, I think it has a strong lobby from both the manufacturers. Give me a second. From both the manufacturers as well as from the consumers. I don't know how many people you know that are active smokers, but, you know, most by now have quit if they don't like smoking.
I don't like being around smokers. I try to keep myself as far away from it as I can. 888-553-7536. Your call is next for Dr. Ken.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Ken Kronhaus is here, holding his head high, sure that the information that he has is well-researched. He's an evidence-based doctor, and when you ask your questions, you can be sure he's going to call upon his knowledge that comes from a lot of scientific proof, having studied most things about your body during his career. He's happy to take your call as we start with Steve in Bristol, Tennessee. You're now on the air, Steve, with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Good morning. Dr. Ken, earlier you were talking about the health care plan that is probably going to be implemented here sometime soon. Now, here in the state of Tennessee, I work a full-time job, but my income is still so low that we have what's called Blue Care, and my wife, my daughter, and I have it, and my daughter is covered until she's age 21. It takes care of dental prescriptions, which sometimes may require a small copay, sometimes not. Now, since I already have this insurance, am I still going to be required to buy insurance for my employer?
Well, it depends whether you still have that going forward, and I would talk to whoever you get that insurance from. Do you have an insurance agent?
Well, no, this is from the state of Tennessee.
But who's providing that, the state of Tennessee?
The state.
You'll have to talk to the state. You're going to have insurance, or you're going to be penalized. And whether the state of Tennessee is going to continue that program, you have to talk to the state of Tennessee. I don't know what that individual policy is.
Now, if the state still
Is this like 10 Care, the Medicaid program?
Yeah. I was going to ask if the state of Tennessee is still providing this at the time this goes forward. I shouldn't have to buy extra insurance from my employer, should I?
Okay. You know, I don't want to give you individual advice. This is all policy. This policy is going to come from your state. And Tennessee has a lot of unique issues associated with it. Would you agree on that?
Yes, you're right.
Yes. But a tactful way of putting it.
And you know, 10 Care is famous, and that's a polite way among physicians as a health insurer. So I don't want to begin to speak or anticipate what they're going to do and give you wrong information. Monday morning, I would call up the state and ask them what's going to happen going forward. But let me guarantee you, you're going to need to be insured under the new policy, or you're going to be penalized. And I don't know what's going to happen to your individual policy. This is for all of us. All of us have to find out how we're going to be covered going forward and have a plan.
Exactly. Well, listen, Dr. Ken, I appreciate your time.
Good luck.
Right,
let
sir.
Us know what happens, because I'm curious to know how Tennessee is going to handle this.
888-553-7536 to Fresno, California we go. Maurice, you're now on with Dr. Ken. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Maurice.
Hi. Hey, hi. You know, I was just, I just had a statement, a comment I wanted to add about the Obamacare. You know, to me, this is the greatest nation on earth, and, you know,
amen.
We are, excuse me?
Amen.
And I just want to say, you know, I don't know what the Obamacare thing is going to end up being, but somehow we need to compromise, work something out, and do the nation's business, stop all this fight.
But, you know, let me throw my two cents worth in here, Maurice. You're right about that. The problem is that the bill that was sold, and these people are politicians, they're great salesmen. You remember Nancy Pelosi saying, we'll pass the bill and we'll fix it, we'll read it later. Well, in the bill are all kinds of things that are really not very favorable to the average consumer, including a 3% real estate tax. Every time you sell a home now, 3% of the sales price. So let's say you sell a home for $100,000, $3,000 is going to pay for Obamacare, and there's not any preventative. The country is so focused on the money that's made by healthcare providers, and in deference to Dr. Ken, I will say this because I know that he wants to stay in business, but not treating people who are suffering from some of the horrible disease that they are suffering from. But much of what goes on in our country is a result of not being things that could be prevented, not being prevented. And there's no preventative care. This is not a health care bill. This is an after the fact. They should call it a sick care bill.
It's a health
control. There's not anything to do with keeping you healthy. All it is trying to fix problems and create ways for the big hospitals and the big insurance companies and the big medical centers to make money. This is not about health care. This is about
insurance.
This is about insurance. That's all this is. So that's, you know, you say we can't compromise. There ought to have been a compromise that affected and protected you, the consumer. This is not about you, the consumer. This is about a lot of money being spent for things that are, you know, much less expensive elsewhere. You can go through this thing, 1,200 pages, and find all kinds of holes. I should go dig around a little bit and show you
Maurice,
talk about some of the exceptions. Go ahead.
Yeah. Maurice, you know, I appreciate what you're saying, but I also, you know that the exit polls show that over half the country doesn't support this, and that's a big problem when you change 20% of the economy and half the country doesn't support it. That's an issue.
But you've got an interesting point, Maurice. We have to scoot, but thank you for the call. 888-553-7536. As we continue, we have the drug news this week. You'll be able to name that drug. Call Ken with the name of a drug. He'll tell you what it's all about. There's some interesting news on new drugs that Ken will post. And your calls at 888-55-DRKEN. Continue here.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour, it's the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on the Good Day program. You can blog with him at drkenshow.com. You can email Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. You can email me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. And we'll do our best to come up with answers to questions that affect you, your family, your friends. The general conversation as we get started has to do with the health care law, which goes into effect the first of next year, and some of the things that are part of it. And so I just have dug out a couple of things, Ken. The taxes, I was just talking about taxes that would be on real estate. Also, if you don't have a health care, some kind of a proxy or coverage, you get taxed, but it's not a tax. You get a penalty, right? Isn't that how that...
Well, the Supreme Court decided that it's now a tax, decided that this was constitutional. Although, interestingly, when President Obama's administration was arguing initially for this, they said it wasn't a tax, but when they were arguing in front of Congress to pass it. So they passed it arguing it is not a tax, but then when there was a question before the Supreme Court, was it constitutional, then the Solicitor General, the President's attorney, argued, in fact, it was a tax, and the Supreme Court upheld it as constitutional on the basis of it being a tax.
On page 241 and 253 of the Affordable Care Act is a statement that, quote, doctors will all be paid the same regardless of specialty, and the government will set all doctors' fees. On page 272, section 1145 of the health care bill, it says cancer hospitals will ration care according to the patient's age. On page 317 and 321 of the Affordable Health Care Act, it says the government will impose a prohibition on hospital expansion. Communities may petition for an exception, however. On page 425, lines 4 through 12, the government mandates advanced care planning consultations. Those on Social Security will be required to attend a, quote, end-of-life planning seminar every 5 years. Page 429, lines 13 to 25, the government will specify which doctors can write an end-of-life order. Is that enough, or you want me to go on?
Keep going.
888-553-7536. Robert is in Anderson, South Carolina, on the death panels. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the air live with Dr. Ken.
Hey, Dr. Ken. How y'all doing?
Hi, Robert.
Listen, I just make a quick comment. This, to me, is a total disaster. Most Americans don't want this. This is socialized medicine. It sounds like something they have over in Russia. And it's just something that the government's going to be in the people's private lives.
Yeah, but I bet you voted. I'll bet you, Robert, you voted last Tuesday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you know how your congressman and or your senator that you voted for voted on this bill?
Yeah. South Carolina, yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure they voted against the health care. Could be wrong. I really can't say for sure now.
Your position would require, it would seem to me anyway, knowing how these people voted. If I knew that my congressman, and I did know that my congressman voted for this, I would have voted against him.
Yours definitely
right,
Doug.
I'm sure of that. All right, Robert, thank you. 888-553-7536, Cal, listening to KFWB in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Cal, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Good
Hello.
Evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Or actually, it's the yummy morning.
It's morning. Yes, it is. Morning.
Just received a letter from my cardiologist, who is also a cardiosurgeon, did some work on pacemaker and so forth for me. That next year they're going to need what's the equivalent of a $500 retainer because of the extra services they provide, such as calling for prescriptions, following up when a prescription is denied by the government, they have to go in and fight it. So, you know, it's and some doctors, I understand, are going to just drop out. That's it. I have some that are retiring early. They say, you know, it costs too much money.
Ken, there was a poll among doctors over 50 years of age. Supposedly 85% of them want to retire if they can find a way out, if Obamacare comes in existence. There's a big problem in Obamacare. 20 to 30 more million people suddenly have insurance, and there's no primary care doctors to take care of them. So there's suddenly being a subspecialist in America is not a good thing. You're made out to be a greedy villain, and there's a lot of pressure on people like myself to become internists, primary care doctors by the government, because suddenly they need primary care doctors.
Yeah, you know what? The real bottom line here is nobody thought this through. This health care bill, this bill was created by the insurance lobby. Billy Towson, former congressman, who represents the insurance business, the insurance lobby, he was one of three people that actually crafted the bill. So you know what the real focus is. You absolutely know what the real focus is. All right, Cal. 888-553-7536. Ken, let's go through some of the drug news. A couple of new items, including a new arthritis drug. How is this going to help? Is this better than whatever it is that we're using now, from glucosamine and chondroitin to some of these other joint all-natural things that are around? What does this drug offer?
Well, let's first, the big picture, arthritis is two different types. You're talking about treating wear and tear, osteoarthritis, where the joints over time wear down just because of use. This drug that I'm going to talk about is the other type, is for the other type of arthritis, inflammatory arthritis, where the immune system, which is supposed to protect you from foreign bodies and germs, suddenly, for reasons we don't quite understand, starts attacking the body, thinking that the body itself, the healthy body, is a foreign body. And when it attacks the joints, the immune system, it's called rheumatoid arthritis. And rheumatoid arthritis can be a very challenging problem to treat. You know, you go back about 20 years ago, and we had almost nothing effective to treat this. But now there's a lot of good choices. The FDA this week approved Pfizer's drug called Exeljanz. I wonder if I'm pronouncing it right. It's Exeljanz. Exeljanz. It's the first of its kind treatment for rheumatoid arthritis. It's approved for use by patients not helped by the commonly used, although can be at times toxic, methotrexate. This is usually the first treatment for rheumatoid arthritis. It's a pill that's taken twice a day. This Exeljanz is a type of drug called a Janus kinase inhibitor. This is a drug class that blocks the inflammation response responsible for rheumatoid arthritis. It provides a new treatment option for adults, Doug, suffering from the debilitating disease of rheumatoid arthritis who've had a poor response to methotrexate. So this is definitely new hope passed by the FDA. It's spelled X-E-L-J-A-N as in Nancy Z.
All right. Interesting. X-E-L-J-A-N-Z. Why do they come up with these names anyway? Who's is there some board that comes?
The marketers are the ones who.
Or do they just throw all the letters in the alphabet down the stairs and they pick up the ones that land on the bottom step?
Many committee meetings to figure this out.
888-553-7536. Matthew is in Gate City, Virginia, now with a question for Dr. Ken. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just noticed you mentioned that there was a tax on the sale of homes. I thought you said that was on every home.
I think it is. That's what I read, anyway. What did you
I may be wrong, too, but I looked at the Forbes website, and it said it was only on income properties and for individuals making over $250,000 a year.
Oh, so this is the way we get at the tax the rich scheme.
Oh, right. Also, it's also tax the rich because you're going to be paying significant more for your Medicare that goes to Obamacare if you make more than $250,000.
Hmm. All right.
Yes, I don't know if it's on all of them, but
whatever it is, it's too much, Matthew. No matter how you slice it, it's just whittling away at this. This is disposable income that won't be spent for building businesses back up and getting commerce going in America. It'll be spent to keep the government going. Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Why would you want to continue to contribute to the way? And this is what flabbergasts so many people when they examine the results of the election with a. What was it? At one point in time last year, the Congress had a 12% approval rating. Mr. Obama had a 24% approval rating. And yet most of he's back and most of the people that had a bad approval rating are back. And there was a there was a large voter turnout. You just got to wonder how people think.
And the irony is that they voted back the Congress who's against this, but supposedly they voted back the president who has the other opinion. So it's a little hard to decipher the vote.
Crazy. Americans are crazy. 800-510-888-55-DRKN. Is it Rodney in Greeley, Colorado?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, Rodney.
Had a comment about this health care issue. I'm one of the people that they really didn't discuss. Will be 57 at the end of the month, and I can only find part-time work. And to buy insurance from the employer I have will take over half of the hours I have. So it's going to devastate me. You know,
What does that mean? It'll take you a lot of time to find it? Is that what you're saying? Or are you talking about it'll only cover you half as much because you got a part-time job? What do you mean?
He can't afford insurance right now, is what he's saying.
Exactly.
And Rodney, you see, this is the basic issue that I thought the election was all about, is fixing the economy. If the economy was thriving right now, all of these problems would not be issues. And the basic problem for you is not health insurance. The basic problem for you is the lousy economy that we have in America today. And I don't know if you can move and find a full-time job, but that's the problem.
Yeah, it really is a problem. All right, sir. You're reflecting what's going on with lots of people in this country. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken and Doug on the air here on Good Day Weekend.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to GEICO, now that can be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Is it time for Republicans and Democrats to get together to fix the health care law, which was passed in 2010 before the Republicans took over Congress. It would never have been approved, and they all knew that. That's why they got it through.
Before the Democrats took over the Congress.
No, Democrats were in charge before 2010, and the Republicans took over the House, right? No,
just the opposite.
The Republicans controlled the House in 2010.
No, the Democrats took over in 2010, the House.
No, they didn't. No, the Democrats
I'm thinking about 06. Forget.
Right.
The Democrats took over in 06 when the Republicans were in control.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
Totally right.
So you just have to wonder, you look at all of these things. The states are trying to be innovative with these health exchanges, and we've heard calls from people questioning that and how it all works. It is a nightmare, a logistical nightmare. You wonder if all the bureaucratic bumbling and fumbling is actually worth it at the end of the day. 888-553-7536. Kirk is in Illinois. Hi, Kirk. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, this isn't quite on the health care issue, but you were talking about prescription drugs. Any question
about health and medicine is fair game here. Anything.
Okay. Well, I'm a truck driver. I'm out on the road a lot, and so I kind of have a different, like a shift work, difference of time and everything. I saw a news report on the evening news about prescription that's going generic. It's called Provigil. I wondered what the doctor thought about that. I had never heard of it before.
Sure, Kirk. Sure. Provigil, that's the brand name. And the generic name, the scientific name, is Modafinil. And this is a stimulant. It's used for several different things. What you want to use it for is what we call shift work sleep disorder, in order to deal better with changing shifts while you're working. It's also used for ADHD, narcolepsy, obstructive sleep apnea, and under the right circumstances, it's a fairly good drug. It does have some adverse effects. Sometimes people get headaches from it. Sometimes people get abdominal pain, decreased appetite from it. Some people get chest pain from it, rashes. But it's like any other drug. This is a similar side effect profile for many drugs, and I would talk to your doctor about it. I guess the reason you want to take this is because you change your working shifts.
Yeah, that's mostly it. And I may have a little bit of an issue with sleep apnea too. I haven't ever done a full sleep test because of the cost of it or whatever. But I had mentioned it to my doctor, and he said we would when I come in next time, you'd talk to me about it. But I just thought I'd give you a call and see what you thought. I appreciate your talking to me.
Kirk, there's no absolute contraindications to it unless you're hypersensitive to the chemicals in it. And unfortunately, you probably don't know that until you try it. So it's under the circumstances that you're working, I would just make sure your liver and kidneys are doing okay before you start it. And otherwise, it's a reasonable drug to try if you're dealing with fatigue related to your work.
All right, sir. That's a good question. We've had good calls so far this morning. You're doing a great job. Thank you very much for your participation. We continue taking your calls at 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Email the Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. Coming up, a story about statin drugs and how they may help reduce your risk of cancer. Plus, could an aging face reflect an unhealthy heart? Dr. Ken is the heart specialist, and he'll talk about that with you, plus your calls, questions about your health and well-being, or the issues of the day from the world of health. Everything is open to discussion here regarding health. 888-55-DRKEN.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season.
Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Time to continue with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. His message to you is one that's full of hope. 888-553-7536. Let's have Donna visit with you. Yorkville, New York is where she is. Donna, you're on now with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. I've had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis since for 37 years.
Oh, bless you.
And I just heard what Dr. Ken was saying about the Exogens.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but I was on the methotrexate at one point for a year, and I almost died from it. It was sucking out all of my folic acid, and by the end of the year, I was like a zombie in bed. My husband actually had to carry me to the doctors, and it was like I had an out-of-body experience. It was awful. I'm very sensitive to drugs,
yes,
very, very sensitive.
Donna, wondering if
it's expensive, what the side effects are.
For some people, methotrexate is a blessing. For some people, it's the biggest curse. I've been watching people on methotrexates for a couple of decades, and it's a very tricky drug to use. So don't blame yourself. A lot of people can't take it. Some it's a miracle, but some it's just the curse. So this drug, it just was released this week. It is now approved, and ask your, I'm sure you have a rheumatologist, you have juvenile, you unfortunately had the onset of rheumatoid arthritis, the inflammatory arthritis as a child. How young were you when you were diagnosed with it?
I was about 11.
Oh,
and
bless your
back
heart.
In the 70s, you know, they didn't really know what they were doing.
Exactly. I was an intern I was a medical student in the 70s, an intern and resident at, you know, probably one of the best institutions in the country in Duke. And we were just beginning to use methotrexate at that point. And we were in the infancy, if you will, of treating rheumatoid arthritis. But today we do have a lot of other options. What else have you been given besides methotrexate?
All the usual suspects, you know, the Celebrex, all those type of things. The methotrexate was after they did the shots, and I can't remember what the shots were.
You've been on some of the biologics or the potent.
Yeah, and you know what happened? Okay. My doctor said, you have to be the only one that got the side effect.
Right.
I would get the shots in my thighs, and,
yes.
You know, they would switch legs, and within a week, I would be walking, and all of a sudden, my legs would, like, go numb, and I would fall. I wouldn't even feel my legs. And that went on for about 3 months, and I said, I can't do this.
Okay,
I mean,
Donna,
that's how sensitive I am to drugs.
Yes, I totally get it. And if you've been on the new biologics, if you've been on the other potent immunosuppressants like azathioprine or cyclosporine, and you've been off and now not on them, this is new hope. But let me just tell you on the front end, I don't want to give you false hope. There are a lot of potential side effects with this. But the good news is that it's another option. It's a unique class of drugs. So you want to talk to your rheumatologist if nothing else is available that you can take. You may want to try this. The nice thing about this is not what we call a look-alike drug. Oftentimes doctors will say, wow, we have a new drug, and it's really what we call a look-alike. It's very similar to the class of drugs we have. But this is a totally new family of drugs. So this may be something to talk to your rheumatologist about, and it won't be like anything you've ever been given.
Well, what is the worst side effect that they came up with during their trials?
Oh, you really don't want to know this.
Serious
infections leading to hospitalization or death. Tuberculosis, okay. Invasive fungal viral opportunistic infections. So death has been the worst thing.
You know, I don't have insurance now, but last year when I did, the rheumatologist that I had been seeing, he said, you know what, this is back in the 70s when he first started, and now he's like 100 years old. I break him on him, but he told me, you know what, I don't suggest you to go on anything because the side effects would harm me worse than the disease.
Well, this drug just suppresses the immune system so aggressively. Cancers have been described, lymphomas. So it's not a benign drug, but you don't have a benign problem.
You know, I can get through. The biggest thing I've had it since day one are my knuckles. And when I sang, it was during the Madonna, you know, when she had the half gloves, so I got away with nobody knowing what was going on. You know what I'm talking about?
There is some evidence-based alternative medicine for rheumatoid arthritis. You may want to ask your rheumatologist about plant oils, fish oil, and Tai Chi.
888-553-7536. Another hour with Dr. Ken Cronow. Stick around for that here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.